Hello there, Sam Eugenio here, and it's time for another Daily Nuggets topic. This is a continuation and the second part of our mini-series, Timing is Everything. Previously, we have talked about what it means to walk according to God's timing, and we need to develop the skill we call walking in God's Spirit. Sometimes, God's Spirit tells you to move slowly. Other times, you should move quickly. Today, as we get ready to get back to the way things were, we're going to talk about two times when you should move quickly. First, you should move quickly when God tells you to do something. The Bible is filled with instructions for life. The Bible calls them commands or commandments, and God wants us to obey them quickly. Parents often give their children instructions at home or in school. If the child replies, "Mom, Dad, I'll think about it," the child is actually disobeying. How would you feel as a parent if your child gives you that kind of response? Well, the same is true with God, for God and for us. When God tells us to do something, He expects us to obey it quickly. He expects us to hurry up in obeying His commands. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, 17 to 18, Jesus says to two fishermen, "Come, follow me." He was actually asking them to walk away from their careers. It was a big deal. What's their response? At once they left their nets and followed him. When God asks you to do something, you do it immediately. Another passage in Psalm 119:60, it says, "Without delay, I hurry to obey your commands." When it comes to obedience, friends, hurry is a good thing. Slowing down is not an option. Secondly, the second time to move quickly is when you need to ask for or offer forgiveness. Holding on to guilt or resentment is like drinking poison. It can eat you alive. Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 5, 23 and 24 says, "If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then, come back and work things out with God." Not even your worship of God is reason enough to delay forgiving or asking for forgiveness. If something is not right between you and another person, the time to make it right is now, not tomorrow. When God tells you to do something, or when you need to be reconciled with someone, don't delay. It's time to move quickly. If I may ask, what has God told you to do in your life that you need to do today? Are you being quick in obeying His commands, or are you buying more time and delaying your obedience to God? Today, maybe you are a person who has already heard the gospel and believed that only through baptism or immersion that you will receive forgiveness of sins. God is offering you salvation. And today is the day to accept it. When you say, "Not yet," you're actually saying no to Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." My friend or friends, what are you waiting for? And lastly, Maybe you are a person who breeds bitterness and hatred in your heart because of what others did to you. May I ask, are there persons or people you need to forgive? I'm sure you have. And the flip side of that is, are there people you need to ask forgiveness from? I bet you have too. Friends, family, let's keep this in mind. When God says something that we need to do in our life, He expects us to do it quickly, tongue in cheek. We cannot afford to buy time. Delayed obedience is actually disobedience. Remember what James says in chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Next time, we will conclude with this mini-series. And we are going to take a look at things when God wants us to slow down. Again, thanks for watching, and may you have a blessed and fantastic weekend. See you next time.